oldest person in the universe are upon us. Do you share his view of older ones? This is a matter that deserves our serious attention, and it will be addressed in the next talk entitled, Jehovah Tenderly Cares for Older Ones. Brother Gilbert Gomez from the English congregation in Far Texas will present it.
As we look across the audience today, you find many testimonials of our elderly brothers and sisters over a span of many years who have shown zeal, endurance, and godly devotion to Jehovah. How does Jehovah view older ones? Well, we invite you to open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 7. And as we're turning there to Daniel chapter 7, we get an indication how Jehovah views older ones and how he pictures himself. Daniel 7, verse 9. I kept on beholding until there were thrones placed, and the Ancient of Days sat down. His clothing was white, just like snow, and the hair of his head was like clean wool. Wool was often white in its natural state. Thus, the white hair coupled with the title, Ancient of Days, calls attention to Jehovah's great age and wisdom, which merits our respect and honor. So how does Jehovah view older ones? As a crown of beauty. Yes, their zeal and godly devotion. They followed a path of righteousness for many years. And indeed, he views them as precious. So how should we treasure older ones as Jehovah does? Well, think for a moment. Among such gray-headed ones are members of the governing body, traveling overseers. And when you think about it, that includes those currently and formerly serving, pioneers, and many older publishers, many that are in your congregations today. You see, they worked hard as kingdom proclaimers. They've endured persecution, carried heavy loads of responsibility, and yes, they've trained others. Many of us here today are a product of their example and fine training. Yes, we appreciate their contributions in the past and what they can give today. So what should that merit on our part? Well, let's look at Leviticus chapter 19. And as we're turning there to Leviticus chapter 19, when the people of ancient Israel was in a covenant relationship with God, they were commanded the following. Leviticus 19 and verse 32. Before gray hair, you should rise up, and you must show consideration for a person of an old man, and you must be in fear of your God. I am Jehovah. Thus, respect for the aged were a sacred duty. Yes, it was linked to being in subjection to God. And although Christians today are no longer under the Mosaic Law, it reminds us how Jehovah views older ones as valuable and precious. Yes, this rising up may include sitting down and listening to them relate what they've accomplished years ago. This will dignify our elderly and enrich our own spiritual life. It's interesting to note what the Smith Bible Dictionary has to say in regards to elderly. It explains, and I quote, in private life, the aged were looked up as depositories of knowledge. if the young allowed them to give their opinion first. When we look at our faithful older ones, they've learned valuable lessons. They've accumulated invaluable wisdom over the years in how to deal with things, trials and tribulations. Yes, indeed, we can learn many things from our elderly. So the question we all have to ask ourselves is, have we made a withdrawal? Withdrawal from their wisdom. Look at your congregations today. You see faithful widows or widowers who are never missing from meetings. Yes, they do get lonely at times, but they're always there. A Christian who had served in the full-time ministry for more than 30 years remarked, "One of my greatest joys is seeing older brothers and sisters who have come out of many trials and still serving Jehovah faithfully." One elder observed, "The audience really sits up when I interview an older brother or sister who have reared children in the truth." We can tap into their wisdom. Yes, we acknowledge the contributions made by our older ones by drawing on their talent and experience. We all have reason then to commend them. Their share in the ministry, their participation at meetings, positive influence they have. Yes, and by their endurance. We let older ones know that they are needed in the congregation. They are valued for their opinion. They can contribute. And we learn much from them. But what though if an older one has become severely limited by health and circumstance? Well, this was a predicament that upset 79-year-old Sarah, one of Jehovah's Witnesses, who expressed her discouragement to a Christian elder. He reminded her of the Bible principle in James chapter 5 and verse 16, which in part says, "A righteous person's supplication as much force." Over the years, he explained, you have built an intimate relationship with Jehovah. Now you can let the rest of us benefit from that relationship when you pray privately for us. She was very encouraged when he said, "Sarah, we need your prayers." Isn't that encouraging? You're limited by health, but perhaps even to find a home. Still contribute by praying for others in the congregation. Let me tell you, older ones, we all need you. We're encouraged by that. From view of the foregoing, we need to reflect Jehovah's tender regard for older ones. Think about the world headquarters and branch offices of Jehovah's Witnesses that set a good example in this regard, caring for our older ones that have served for many years at Bethel or as missionaries. Yes, they care for their physical needs. I know years back we had an opportunity to visit Brooklyn Bethel. We had the opportunity to attend it, one of the governing bodies. And he had a loving attendant by his side. And you could see him. He gave to our brother. Set it up so he asked himself to see they were taking care of him. So how pleased Jehovah must be when we ourselves take care of him at the congregation level and assist our faithful. Caring for aging parents. Clearly out of conscience, out of duty, but rather out of devotion. That is reverence for God. And it's good to see. At this time, we would like to relate an experience of Annalisa Masanga. Now, she served with her husband for decades in Malawi under persecution. When she first learned the truth, she, in essence, was disowned by her family. Years had passed, her husband was appointed as circuit overseer, And in those days, they used to travel for a week. They would return for a week. So for our sister, she was responsible for the spiritual welfare of the children. Now, over the years, they faced many trials. Like once, they were trying to be forced to have political cards, which they adamantly refused. Once her husband was hunted like an animal to behead him. Once a gang broke into their home, took our sister, dragged her to a nearby sugar cane field, and beat her and left her for dead. Over the years, they faced other trials. 1992, her husband, while giving a talk, had a stroke. Subsequent to that, he has another stroke and eventually dies. Now, who is going to take care of our sister? Her son-in-law took it upon himself to provide not only for his wife and five kids, but for our sister. But after a short illness, he dies. Now what? Well, when the congregation found out about their plight, they took care of our sister. They even built her a beautiful home in just 5 weeks. The sister concludes her experience, now in her 80s, saying, "After serving Jehovah for more than 50 years, I am convinced that whatever trials we face, Jehovah always cares for us." Isn't that encouraging to hear? Yes, older ones, rejoice over the blessings you do have. Yes, we know it's not easy. That's easier said than done. Things have changed because of limitations or advancing age, sickness. You might feel, well, what can I give Jehovah? Am I any use to the congregation? Are there times you feel maybe Jehovah has left you? Maybe you feel that right now. What are you to do? The 71st Psalm, we invite you to open your Bibles there, because, friends, you're not alone. King David felt that way in his later years. The 71st Psalm, we're going to look at verse 9 and the first part of verse 18. 71, verse 9. "Do not throw me away in the time of old age. Just when my power is failing, do not leave me." Verse 18, the first part. "And even until old age and gray-headedness, O God, do not leave me." Do you feel that way? Maybe because of fear of becoming useless or abandoned may gnaw at our self-confidence. What are you to do? If you turn a few pages back to the 68th Psalm, we're reminded in verse 19, "Blessed be Jehovah who daily carries the load for us." Yes, Jehovah supports us day by day. Whatever trials that we have to face, each day we contend with different trials, Jehovah's there for us. Each and every day. And never underestimate the power of prayer. Yes, He will never forget what you have done for Him. We're reminded of the scripture in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, which says, "He's not unjust to forget your works." The New English Bible renders that same verse, "God is not unjust, and so will not forget all you did for the love of His name." Now, as we look in our audience, that are older ones today, we think of your past. Yes, we have many here that are continue to be loyal to Jehovah and His organization, despite many changes over the years. And you know what? They're still here. Why? For the love of His name. Many were in the forefront of the preaching and teaching work, despite trials and severe persecution, and they contended with that for the love of His name. Many reached out to go where the need was greater. Many times, to the sacrifices of themselves and their families, they contended with all of that. Why? For the love of His name. Many inculcated the truth in their children. Not only their own children, they took it upon themselves to train spiritual children in the congregation, and they showed that effort and love for the love of His name. And today, because of your faith and endurance, you're still serving Jehovah. Yes, you have trials. Yes, you have aches and pains. And you continue to do it, yes, for the love of God's name. So it's encouraging to see that against the backdrop of eternity, any suffering, though intense at times, is temporary. So instead of having a negative viewpoint, feeling as though you've been put out to pasture, rejoice over your blessings. You can thrive spiritually despite troubles accompanying old age. At this time, we're going to interview two dear loved ones who have done just that. First, we're going to speak to Sister Gloria Matthews from the Weslaco East Congregation. Now, Sister Matthews, although somewhat limited now, how have you maintained a purpose in life?
Well, first, Brother Gomez, is my love for Jehovah. And second is to do the preaching work that He assigned us. Psalm 34:17 says, "They cried out, and Jehovah Himself heard them, and out of all their distresses He delivered them." So I know Jehovah cares for me and understands my problems. Jehovah also gave me a sense of humor to help me cope. I auxiliary pioneer as often as I can.
Okay, that's encouraging to see that you, despite trials, are availing yourself to Jehovah's provisions. Now, how have some in the congregation assisted you to remain active in the congregation?
I am 75 years old and have been baptized for 23 years. After my husband's death 4 years ago, I was struck with depression. And with the depression came I lost my desire to study and to read. I also wanted my husband here with me. And the elders in the congregation, though, were there to encourage me to attend the meetings and to go out in field service. I'm still working through these problems, but I know that with Jehovah's help, I'll improve.
Good. Relying upon Jehovah and His Word. Now, how else have some in the congregation assisted you?
In the congregation, we have a tight-knit group of regular pioneers and also those who auxiliary pioneer often. And with Jehovah's help and energy supplied by these pioneers and newly diagnosed diabetes, we have a great support system. And Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, "Jehovah gives power to the tired one, and to the one without dynamic energy, He makes full might abound." So this is the best support ever.
Thank you, Sister Matthew. Next, we're going to speak to Brother Ralph Cannon from the Far English Congregation. Now, Brother Cannon, how many years have you been in the truth?
August the 4th, it will be 48 years.
Now, over how have you maintained your purpose in life as you've grown older?
I think first and foremost, I love to be told to tell me about being regular at all meetings, always making it a practice to prepare and be ready to participate. Also, to have a personal study, and also having a regular schedule for weekly field service.
Well, that sounds like a recipe of spiritual routine. Now, recently we know that you had some medical problems and even contemplated relinquishing your privilege as an elder. You want to tell us about that?
Well, I had a health problem for several years. I've noticed that recently quite a lot, and stress is one of the major reasons that it did. I was serving in the plus giving talks and also functioning that maybe by accepting those with health problems. They were very willing to do that. And it was very loving on their part. They also encouraged me. By doing that, I feel I'm able to remain as an elder, and I'm certainly happy that I can do that.
What is your determination for the future?
Well, I run across a scripture, Romans 14, 7 and 8, that kind of helped me with my thinking. It says that if I live, I live for Jehovah. If we die, we die for Jehovah. And if we live or if we die, we belong to Jehovah. And it certainly did help me to have a right view of the aspect of the problems I'm having.
We want to thank you both for your fine example. Yes, we know we have many in our audience that we feel the same way, do we not? Loyal ones, you're assured of continual care by Jehovah. In what way? Well, let's look at Isaiah 46. Even though things change, you have to contend with many trials, something will not change. Isaiah 46 and verse 4 reminds us, even to one's old age, I, being Jehovah, am the same one. To one's gray-headedness, I myself keep bearing up. I myself shall certainly act, that I myself may carry, that I myself may bear up and furnish escape. Even though things change, something that will never change is Jehovah's love for us. So because of your record of faithfulness, Jehovah loves you even more as someone that's grown older than in your youthful vigor. So recall what we spoke about at the beginning of this talk, testimonials. Yes, older ones are testimonials that trusting in Jehovah really works. Over many years, we see that to be the case. So friends, Jehovah promises to sustain, support, guide us through our old age and into eternity. We're assured of this because Jehovah tenderly cares for older ones.